looking at the sixth chapter of Revelation. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard the voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And behold, and look, behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed, as they were, should be fulfilled. And beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, and themselves, and hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" You know, this is truly shock and awe. This is truly shock and awe. We hear about shock and awe, that the United States is going to, you know, that was Bush's term, you know, that that we were going to show those as response to 9/11 shock and awe. But here God is going to show shock and awe to his creatures. It says, "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" You know, six has always been the number of man, and there were six seals. And then seven stands for perfection, stands for the completion, perfect completion of God's work. And here we see in the sixth chapter of Revelation, speaking of the six seals, and he said, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and as I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. And we see that this white horse was given a bow and a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And then we find the red horse was given power that he should kill. He should take peace from the earth. He should take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And the third seal was a black horse. And here we find that there's where the measure of wheat is for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And then the fourth seal, a pale horse, death. And hell followed him. Power was given unto this pale horse over the fourth part of the earth to kill. Can you imagine one fourth of the earth being killed? One fourth of the population of the earth? Think of the big deal we made over the Twin Towers and about, you know, less than 4,000 people dying. Here we're talking about massive, massive death. One fourth of the earth to be killed, including the beast, all the animals. That is going to be shock and awe, my friends. The fifth seal, these martyrs, these Christians who had been killed for their testimony, are crying with a loud voice, saying, "How, Lord, O Lord, how long? Holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" In other words, how long are you going to put up with these that are shaking their fist in your face and continuing to persecute your sheep? And it says, white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. You know, that should give us great comfort to know that if we are going to go through great tribulation in our life, even to the point where we might be killed, our fellow servants are waiting patiently for us. And if we are to be persecuted or killed for Christ, Revelation said that there's going to be a whole group of people that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. And then when he opened the sixth seal, look what happens when he opens the sixth seal. When he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. A great earthquake. Now, I don't know what that would register on a Richter scale. You know, a great earthquake. You know, they say anything over a 4 or 5 is a great earthquake. I have a hunch that this is going to be register maybe a 10 or 11. This is a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell. The stars of heaven fell unto the earth. Can you imagine having stars actually fall, come into this, the orbit of earth, and come into our atmosphere and plunge themselves on the face of this earth? And it says that it sounds like there's going to be many stars fall from heaven, because it says he used an example as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. So here we are, we're going to have a vast, vast death. One fourth of the population of the earth is going to be destroyed. One fourth of all the beasts on the earth are going to be destroyed. And now we have this vast earthquake, and then followed by all these stars falling down to the earth. And it says, the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Have you thought about that? Every mountain. It doesn't say some mountains and some islands. It says every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Let's just take the Rockies in Colorado. Can you imagine Pikes Peak and Mount Manitou and just the mountains, just the Rocky Mountains, every one of those mountains being moved out of their places? What about all the other mountain ranges in the United States? All those mountains being moved out of places. What about the islands being moved out of places? What about the Virgin Islands, the Cayman Islands, the Philippines? All of those are going to be moved out of places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, okay, the Ted Turners, okay, the Microsofts of the world, the kings of the earth, every one of the kings, the chief captains, the top dogs, are going to hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Can you imagine? These mountains have already been moved out of their places. But these kings, you know, who are we talking about here? Well, the kings of the earth, the top dogs, the chief men, the rich men, they're going to hide themselves in the dens and then the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? Well, this is definitely shock and awe. God is going to come with a vengeance upon this earth. He's going to kill over 1/4 of the population of all the humans on the face of the earth and all the beasts. He's going to cause a great earthquake that is going to be such a vast earthquake, it is going to shake the earth. Stars of the heaven are going to fall into the earth. The heaven is going to be departed as a scroll, and every mountain island is going to be moved out of their places. That's shock and awe, my friend. And then the kings of this earth, the rich men, the mighty men, the powerful men, are going to hide themselves in the dens and the rocks, and the reason they're going to hide themselves is because they know they want to be hidden from the Lamb, the wrath of the Lamb. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth as a conquering king with shock and awe. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We see in the 13th chapter of Revelation, it says that there's going to come a time when this beast is going to be let up out of the bottomless pit, and all these people are going to worship the beast and the image of his beast. And nobody's going to be able to buy or sell lest they have the mark of this beast either in their hand or on their forehead. And he's going to deceive everyone that dwells on the earth by means of the miracles which he has the power to do in the sight of the beast, this false prophet that's in alignment with this beast. And it said that he's going to cause all, both small and rich, poor and free, bond, to receive a mark in their forehead or in their on their right hand or in their foreheads. And here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. It is the number of man, and his number is 666. But then, following, we're going to see that lo, a lamb stood in chapter 14. A lamb stood on the Mount Zion with 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Okay. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. Shock and awe. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred, tongues and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. The same, and then he talks about these that are worshiping the image and have taken this mark, and it said, those people shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. They shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no rest day or night, nor who worship the beast in his image, whosoever receive the mark of his name. Folks, this is shock and awe. God is showing His mighty, mighty powers. This, and then we find this is followed by the seven angels with seven vials of wrath poured out upon the earth. It says, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stands on the sea of glass having the harps of God. And they sing the songs of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. This is shock and awe. God is going to be the one that's going to give us shock and awe. Forget the United States shock and awe. This is the true shock and awe, okay? And the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from His power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your way, pour out the vials of wrath of God upon the earth. And we see these vials of wrath poured out on the earth. The first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. There fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. The second angel poured out his vial, and the sea became as blood of dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Every living soul died in the sea. The third angel poured out his vial upon the water. I wonder how many people are going to be on cruises during that time. You know, on a big cruise. And I heard the angel of the water saying, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast, and thou shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. The fourth angel poured out his vial unto the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and the kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and of their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof were dried up, and the way of the kings of the east, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. This is going to be shock and awe. Shock and awe. Stars falling from heaven onto the earth. Vast earthquake shaking the earth. Every mountain and every island being removed out of its place. And God is going to visit this earth with His wrath. With His wrath. But for God's elect, there is wonderful news. There is also wonderful news. These people are going to see the shock and awe of God, but for God's saints who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, we're going to see a new heaven and a new earth. And God is going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death. There shall be no more sorrow nor crying. We're in the 21st chapter of Revelation. There shall be no sorrow or crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And He sat upon the throne and said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said, Write unto these, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Well, for those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we will, who have fled to the cross of Jesus Christ, who have found the only righteousness in His completed work, we will have a great, great rest for eternity with the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that athirst come. Notice there was three conditions to coming. One, you have to be able to hear it. Let him that hear come. You have to be thirsty. Let him that's thirsty come. And those that will come. And who are those that are going to come and take of the water of life freely? Those that hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful gospel it is to those who are God's sheep. We want to flee to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world of His elect. Father, we thank You for Your word. We know that it's going to be shock and awe during that great and terrible day of the Lord. Father, help us to examine our hearts. Help us to realize that Your day is at hand, and that we need to stay in Your word, and we need to continue to see the Lamb of God, that perfect sacrifice who's coming back as a conquering king, taking vengeance upon those who have rebelled against Your word, and who have not repented, who have not fled to Your cross, those who have been prepared for such things as vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Father, we thank You for Your mercy. It's our only hope that You would show Your grace and mercy to us. You said, all that the Father has given me will come to me. And Father, we come to You, and we ask that You would continue to work grace in our heart, that we would be in awe of Your wonder and Your power and Your majesty. We ask this for your name's sake and for your glory alone.